This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of four parties to be held again at 5 PM today. CPN-UML summons secretariat meeting for tomorrow. And UNGA overwhelmingly backs resolution to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. The meeting of the four parties held at the Prime Minister's residence in Baluwatar to discuss the presidential election has been postponed till 5 PM today. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa informed that the discussion between the top leaders of CPN Maoist Center, Nepali Congress, CPN Unified Socialist and Janata Samajwadi Party is positive, and the meeting that will be held at 5 PM today will decide the presidential candidate. He informed that before the meeting at 5 PM, the parties will have an internal discussion within their party. The CPN-UML, one of the coalition partners in the government, has summoned its secretariat meeting for tomorrow. According to party's central office secretary, Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, the meeting will discuss on latest political developments, upcoming presidential election, and the party's recently launched two-month-long mission grassroots, among others. Dr. Adhikari informed that the meeting is set to begin since 9 AM at the party's central office in Lalitpur. The Nepali Congress has called its Central Work Execution Committee meeting tomorrow. The party's chief secretary, Krishna Prasad Paudel, said the meeting scheduled to take place at the party central office in Sanepa at 8:30 AM will discuss the current political issues. The meeting is also expected to discuss the selection of the presidential candidate from the Nepali Congress. Chief Secretary Paudel added, office bearers and members of the party central work execution committee have been asked to be present in the meeting. The election commission has fixed the date of presidential poll on coming March 9. Similarly, the candidacy nomination register is scheduled for tomorrow. Hetauda cement industry that remained closed for 2 weeks has resumed today following the supply of coal. The industry management said the industry closed due to lack of coal. The industry's deputy general manager, Naveen Kumar Karna, said that although it has called a biting for the supply of 8,000 metric tons of coal, only 1,600 metrics have been supplied, adding that the amount supplied would last only 15 days. Deputy General Manager Karna said that the coal is being supplied from India, Bhutan, Indonesia and Pakistan. A man was killed in a wild elephant attack at Bakaiya Rural Municipality 5 in Makwanpur District last night. The deceased has been identified as local resident Janak Lal Machi. Inspector Balaram Shrestha said that he died at Hetauda Hospital at around 11 PM. Inspector Shrestha added that the incident took place when he stepped outside towards a loafing shed at around 9 PM. Nepal has voted in favor of the United Nations non-binding resolution that condemns Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The resolution calls for Russia to end its hostilities in its neighbor and withdraw its forces from Ukraine. Nepal, taking part in an emergency special general assembly held in the UN headquarters in New York yesterday, voted in favor of the resolution that calls for restoration of peace in Ukraine. A total of 141 nations out of 193 UN member countries backed the resolution approved by the UN General Assembly on the eve of the first anniversary of the invasion. Through the resolution, the UN has urged Russia to withdraw its troops from the Ukraine. Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amrit Rai, said Nepal's backing the UN resolution to end hostilities in Ukraine sends a strong message that it is in favor of Ukraine's sovereignty and independence. Russia launched its attack on Ukraine on February 24, 2022. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The UN General Assembly in New York has overwhelmingly backed a resolution condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly a year ago. It called for the withdrawal of troops from Ukraine and a halt to fighting. The motion was backed by 141 nations with 32 abstaining and 7, including Russia, voting against. Meanwhile, India has once again abstained from voting in a UN General Assembly resolution that condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which started a year ago. India reiterated its position on the invasion, saying that peaceful dialogue was the only way out. Delhi has increasingly faced pressure to take a firm stand on Russia. Many countries, including the US and Ukraine, have publicly appealed to Delhi to take a clear stand and do the right thing. But India has resisted the pressure and continued with its strategy of not criticizing Russia directly. It has abstained from similar resolutions both at the United Nations General Assembly and at the United Nations Security Council in the past. India and Russia have a decade-old trusted relationship since the Cold War. Besides, India, China, Iran, and South Africa were among the 32 countries to abstain in the vote. North Korea has launched 4 strategic cruise missiles as part of a military deal that state media said was designed to demonstrate its ability to conduct a nuclear counterattack. The launches came as the United States and South Korea held a simulated military exercise in Washington, D.C., aimed at sharpening their response to North Korean nuclear threats. The Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, said in an English-language report, the 4 Wasil-2 missiles were launched from the area of Kimchaek City in North Hamgyong Province towards the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea first tested a long-range cruise missile system in September 2021 and has since described the weapons as strategic, suggesting that they are being developed with the intent to arm them with nuclear warheads. Last weekend, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile and on Monday launched a pair of short-range missiles into the sea off its eastern coast. Parts of usually balmy southern California are under their first blizzard warning since 1989. Forecasters are predicting record snowfall of up to 8 feet in mountains to the east of Los Angeles by tomorrow. A massive storm has already brought major blizzards and temperature below freezing to much of the northern United States. The icy weather from stretches along the entire U.S. West Coast as well as the Canadian province of British Columbia. The National Weather Service, NWS, said the winter storm warning is in effect for the coastal Ventura County Mountains and Los Angeles County Mountains from early today until tomorrow. Elsewhere in the United States, the cold snap has forced schools, businesses, and some state legislatures to close. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places of hilly region of Province 1, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1 and Gandaki Province, partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. At present, there is general influence of westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 25.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of 4 parties to be held again at 5 p.m. today. CPNUML summons secretariat meeting for tomorrow. And UNGA overwhelmingly backs resolution to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.